trying to attach myself. This is like a real hard. I mean, it was just a lot. I didn't realize what I was going to get myself into by doing this. So I was trying to mitzamtzem to limit this. Because really, the question I wanted to address tonight is because we actually mentioned it when talking about Mir La'akum, you know, in the Mishnah mentioned it, about little kids, right? You know, could little kids turn off or turn on lights, you know, air conditioned, heaters, these type of things, which, you know, it's, we have this fuzzy idea under certain circumstances is okay. But as we'll see, the greater issue is there's a Shabbos Shaila, and there's a general Shaila of what are the obligations as far as chinuch. You know, if could you give kids, little kids, if they can break Shabbos, does that mean you can give them pig? Right? I mean, in a sense, if you take a little kid and you say, turn on the light, what are you telling them to do? Chal Shabbos. So let me ask a question just to start off. Would you ever in your house buy pig and serve it to your two-year-old? Why not? Why could you break Shabbos? Yes, and pig no. Hmm. Right, you ever think of it?
It's back from the neshama.
Oh, and breaking Shabbos is good for your neshama.
No.
You know, gets kicked out of the Klal Yisrael. Mechal Shabbos, right?
It's kind of thing. Maybe they'd remember they ate some pig, but they're not going to remember they turned on lights.
So they're 1 year old, you can the pig, and their kids' formula. No, seriously, I'm saying what is okay and what's not okay. So really, it will impinge on the shot, and I point that out because when you get into that, there's really a lot that's there. But we'll try to do our best in the limited time that we have to at least answer the main shot tonight, and that is what you could do with a little kid on Shabbos. So the Gemara said, and I'm going to start here, albeit I really could have just done Yavamas, but I want to just remind ourselves how this Shiloh generated a few weeks ago. We learned the Mishnah on Kuf Chaf Aleph, Amen Aleph, and Shabbos. Okay? Zok the Mishnah Dorten, says the Mishnah over there, Nachri Shabbat L'chabos, we're talking a fire. There's a fire, there's no threat to life. If there's threat to life, you, the Jew, could extinguish the fire, right? We actually saw a chiddush that there's a threat to a sefer Torah. You could tell a nachri explicitly. We're not getting into all those things we discussed previously. But if there's any danger to life, you could extinguish it. No shaila, even a slight possibility. But if there's no threat to life, you can extinguish. What about a guy? Nachri shabbat l'chabas. If a guy comes to extinguish it, you can't say ain't over lo kava. You can't say go extinguish it. Right, go put out this fire. Now we saw if there's a Sefer Torah, maybe there's even Tanakh that we saw that you could tell him to extinguish it. But va'al techba, you know, but you still don't. But if he's going to extinguish it for himself, expecting that he'll ask you for some money after Shabbos, you have to say don't. You don't have to tell him to stop. You don't have to tell him to not do it. Why? Mipnei she'in shvisaso alehen, because there's no shvisaso alehen of al katan. Shabbat l'chabos ain't shomalo. If a katan, a little kid, a Yiddish kind, little Jewish boy, Maisha or girl, or Malka, right, come to extinguish the fire on Shabbos Kodesh, ain't shomalo. Right, you don't let them. Maybe she's vaseline. You're obligated to stop them. Right, you can't let a Jewish kid go ahead and extinguish his fire. So goy, you can't tell him to extinguish it. Now we discussed perhaps there are certain permutations you could. That we discussed a few weeks ago. If there's again threat to life, certainly you could, even if necessary, let alone a guy. But everything being equal, a guy, you can't tell him to, but you don't have to tell him not to. Okay? A Jewish kid, you must stop them. Rashi and the Mishnah said, "V'lo techabe, ain't tzarik lamachos b'yala." You don't have to tell a guy not to do it. Let him, this Gentile, go ahead and extinguish it. Why? Why could you let a Gentile as opposed to a Yiddish kind? Because the fact that this Gentile, the fact that Julio or Juanita or Paul or Timothy, right, or Donald, or Barack, want to do it? Good for some day. You know, they're not obligated to keep Shabbos, right? They're not Muzar. There's no Shvisa Shalnachar She'eno Avda, which means like this. Rashi's telling She'eno Avda. Why is Rashi saying She'eno Avda? Because there's a Pasuk in the Torah which is why a kid in particular, you have a problem with them doing it. Torah tells us in the Ten Commandments, you should all know this Baal Peh, and you should know this from Kiddush. Zachor, Shema Shabbos, Lekad Shavu, Sheish Yisyamim, Tavod, Vesisa, Kol, Lachtecha, V'yom Hashi, Shabbos, Hashem, Lekecha, Leisase, Chol, Malacha, Ata, who can't do it? Ata, you, Uvincha, Uvitecha, your children can't do it. You're responsible to stop your children. Right? Avdecha, if you have an actual Eved, like an Eved Ivri, or Mascha, or an Eved Kanani even, by the way, obviously, oh, Eved Ivri for sure, Eved Kanani, Uvehemtecha, and your animal, you have your own animal, right? Vegercha, or Gertosha, Vashabashacha. So all these things are separate pasuk. They're Shvisasa, so you can't have your animal doing Malacha on Shabbos. You can't have your child doing Malacha on Shabbos. Fine? Everything good? So they cannot do Malacha for you. That's the Mashmais of Harashi. Understands the sugyo. That's, by the way, only if they're doing it for you, or you're the benefit, or they're doing it. I'll like the chach l'chora, maybe. We'll have to see. Right? Shmatz the gemara. Let's go to the end of the gemara. She saw so alehen. The kids. You're obligated to stop them. Okay. Now the gemara is not going to quote this pasuk. The gemara is going to come from a different source. It's actually going to quote the gemara in Yevamos. We're going to get to this gemara in Yevamos, but I wanted to start in the beginning. And Shmas Vina says the Gemara, we learn from this Mishnah that if a Jewish kid, if Meisha Amalka come to extinguish a fire on Shabbos Kodesh, you have to stop them. You block them from doing it. That Katan Oichal Nevelis, if you see, we learn from this, that if you see a Jewish kid eating treifas, what's Nevelis? Non-Shechted meat, right? Non-Shechted meat, McDonald's. Bezim Atzavna, Lav Lafish, you gotta stop the kid. Just like this kid can't be Mechal Shabbos, you have to stop them. So too, if they're coming to eat treif, you have to stop them. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, what kind of kid are we talking about over here? B'katan ha'os l'das aviv. It's only a katan who's doing it with the knowledge of his father. So if it's the father's around, and he's doing it for the father, some other random kid, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is a problem. Why? If a guy turns on the light for us, right? We're seeing the dark here, right? And you have Joey. You know, everyone know Manny's Joey?
Yeah.
Everyone met Joey? Ever met Joey? Mm-hmm. You've met Joey. You've seen, he's been on the show before. He's Manny's number one worker. You know, Joey. So if Joey sees us in the dark, he says, guys, I'm going to let you learn. He turns like, can we use it?
No.
So if the katan does it l'das aviv, it's like not, even a nachri couldn't do it. Nachri like did not shove it, but as a general rule, a guy does things for his own purposes, unless you see him doing it because he wants to get paid back his own personal benefit. And that's why he extinguishes the fire. But a kid, the only reason a little kid goes to extinguish his fire is for the father's benefit. And the kids aren't going to go ahead and do that. If not, they're doing it to please the father. That is what this Gemara seems to come out. Now, there's a Gemara in Yevamos that doesn't sound like this. And in fact, Tosfos will answer it here. But let's learn Yevamos. Don't get nervous. Remember Yevamos, everybody? Oh, Yevamos. If you're a Dafyomi, you should be having trepidation. So the Gemara says in Kufikil, this is actually an extraordinarily important Gemara as far as how we view Jewish children and what the Chiyuvim are. It says the Gemara, remarkable Gemara, Rav Yitzchak, I'm going to jump in the middle, but we'll be fine. Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna, Irkesele Maftich Edei Medrash Bishrabim. Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna lost the keys to the Beis Medrash on the public domain on Shabbos. So they couldn't get into the Beis Medrash. And the keys were there, right? And there's luck. So, Asla came to Rabbi Padas. He came from Rabbi Padas. Anyone know who Rabbi Padas was? You heard of Elizabeth and Padas? This is actually the son. Padas, he has a father Padas and a son of Padas. Right? This is his son. So, he comes in front of Rabbi Padas. Rabbi Elizabeth Padas was a student of who? Judge. You're close. Beno Cigar.
Elizabeth Arach.
That's Arach. That's true. That was a Tana. He's an Amira. Rabbi Yochanan. That's where you're close. You just got the Ben Zaka and you were good. about 180 years later, but Rabbi Yochanan was same name. It's same country in Israel. So Elizabeth Padas. Rabbi Padas says, "Amalei Zil." So what does he tell Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna? He drops the keys in the Rosh Hashanah. So now you can't. The keys are there. It's Shabbos. What are you going to do? Apparently, there's no goyim around there, right? Could you ask a guy, by the way? Also, not so pasha. Why is it not so pasha? We learned this. Could you ask a guy? What do you say? Rosh Hashanah is Hatzah D'Oraisa. Oh, not a karmless. It's Rosh Hashanah is Hatzah D'Oraisa. Could you ask a guy? What do you think? Survey says.
No, it's not for the shoot.
Well,
on Shabbos. On Shabbos. It's the
Dereisa.
But it's the writer.
You don't have
to. So Shmuel's correct in theory.
No, but it's not for the Rabban.
If it's the Itter, we saw the Itter quoted that whole sugya of Tzarech HaMitzvah D'Rabim, but so that there are times where you can make gold according, at least according to the Itter, Tzarech HaMitzvah D'Rabim, but it would have to be that everyone is getting the base match. We don't know that from this Gemara. So maybe that would be it. If you're Ashkenazi, the Shulchan Aruch didn't pass like that. Shulchan Aruch, you can learn outside in the dark. We'll come in Ashkenazi. We'll go. We'll learn. Once we come in, we'll let you in.
We're gonna listen to the Ashkenazi learning.
Now, once Nazi says to do it, sometimes we ask a Sfari to open a bottle, and we'll let you to the base match. We'll get a guy to do it for you. We'll make a deal over. You know. See, once you learn the Gemara, you know who to ask what to, right? So. What are you going to do? So the keys are in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Let's say just him. Let's say there's no Rabbim. Then for sure you're stuck. Can't ask any guy. It's an Isser Amir Lakum to ask a guy then, right? You can't. You have no Brera. So this is what Rabbi the Pelas says. Amalei Zil says, go. The Davar Tali V'Tali. Get a little boy or boys or girls. The Tal Hasam. And let them play in the other. What's going to happen? Remember you find a little boy and they find keys there. Look what I found! Keys, I found these keys, and make sure to get near the base measure so carry it all the way to you or carry it into where you need. Right? That's how kids function, right? You ever see your kids find something? Don't tell them anything, just bring them there, right? Chasim, the imashkachlo maise. If they find it, they'll bring it to you. Alma, so we see from Rabbi Padas, what do we see? The complete opposite of what we saw over here.
Alma k'saber katan
oichel navelas im beizim afetziv elam frisho. Right? You see from this Gemara in Yevamos that if a katan finds is eating treifus, you have to stop him. Is that clear? Mm-hmm. Right? If you bring the, in fact, you're almost bringing it out. You're bringing the kid into the public domain. You're not telling him to take anything. He is mechal shabbos. He's carrying a public domain. Right? Clear? Ross, Rahudo? If they figured this thing, we have two Yehudas over here now. It's making life sick. Yehuda HaGadol, Yehuda HaKatan. I think you're Katan.
He's HaGadol.
Such speed as. So this is what it says. It says, Leah Masile, I'm going to bring a part for it. Lo Yomer Anu Atinuk. You can't tell a kid. I'm going to bring it this way. You can't tell a Tinuk. Havali Mafteach. Bring me the key for the public. Havali choysam, right? Or bring me the stamp that I need. Elamanichu toilesh manichu zayrek. You can let him throw things, and you can let him pull grass. You can't tell the kid. You can't tell the kid, but you can let him do it. Okay. Amar Abaye. No. What are we talking about over here? Says Abaye, toilesh. You can let him be toilesh, but atz chain or nakov. A pot that has no hole, which is going to be taking that pot is Drabanan. And Zurich Bakarmless Drabanan. So Baye understands this Gemara as talking about you can let a kid do Drabanans, not Dereises. If you see a kid doing Isri Drabanan, right, but not Dereises, that's how he understands that Braisa.
In that case, you could just do the Narkov.
What do you mean? If it's rabbinic, yeah, but let's say there's no outcome over here, or but anyways, the Abaye's talking about this braisa. It's clear that Rabbi Padas did not mistinguish, right? He was saying, bring the kid out there. The whole case was just to rob him, and let the kid take the keys. Right? He does nothing like this. Now Tashma, Gemara goes ahead and tries to bring a proof for Rabbi Pedas. Akum Shabbat Lechabas is now back to our Mishnah Shabbos over here. Akum Shabbat Lechabas, Emer Lukava. Don't tell him to extinguish the fire. But Al Tichba, but you don't have to stop him from extinguishing. You're not liable for him. If he wants to extinguish the fire, not your problem. But Katan, a Jewish kid. If a guy is eating pig, do you have to tell him to stop eating the pig?
No.
Right? Yeah, you have to say, oh, don't eat his pig! No, it's a problem. It's eating pig from the Mechal Shabbos. It's not your problem. Right? It's not your problem, it's Mechal Shabbos. Is he doing it for your benefit? It's not like he's turning the light on for you. He extinguishes the fire. You don't get direct benefit on Shabbos. He saves your thing for after Shabbos. It's no benefit now. You're not benefiting from his malacha, right? So you have to tell him not to do it. You can't tell him to do it because of Hamir La'akum. You don't have to tell him not to do it. But a kid, Habalacha, it's a little atzich, but she's shvisa solem. So Amar B'yechanan, B'oysa al das aviv, Rabbi Yochanan says that that's when he did it for the das of his father, right? Look at Rashi says, Shatina tsoife ba'aviv, the kid looks to the father, the kid wants to make the father happy. It's as if the kid's doing it for the father to make the father happy, it's the kid's doing it for the father. These keys that were lost to Yitzhak, the father told the kid that they're lost. Extinguish the fire is a very clear case. It's Mineo Bay, it's self evident. The kid's doing it for the father. Right? That's self evident. So the kid doesn't even realize there's no social surabin, there's no king carry, not carry. You know, he doesn't even realize that he's helping out his father in this case. So what would it be a problem? That's for Das Aviv. The Kavasi Gabi Okum, the Oisal Das Yisrael, Mishari. Okum, he does it for the Nafshi Aviv. Fine. That's so according to Rabbi Yochanan. If he does follow, then the Gemara goes way back and forth here about different cases. I'm going to jump to one of them. He talks about kids going to their grandparents and eating questionable food. If a Kohen is a firm Kohen, could he send his kid to his to a grandparent who could serve him Demai or Truma Temeya or all kinds? Today they'll be Shalos. Peter Bali Tshuva. Could he send it to their grandparents? They're going to serve the kid treif. Bala Chuva the shot all the time, by the way. It's not a simple thing. But that's the Gemara discusses. I'll jump into one of Tashma's, just because it hit what I'm doing afterwards. Yoinik, Tashma. Now we're trying to again prove Rabbi Pedas. What does Rabbi Pedas say?
He says
that
you can bring the kid out and say, just find the keys.
And what do we learn from that? Almak Sabra Katan, if a Katan's eating treifus, you don't have to stop him. Again, Alex wanted to say a firm of arts. I'm sure Alex is a very firm guy. The food is matamtem on a shama. But l'chor Shabbos is pretty serious. Shabbos,
besides that, it's a bad
chinuch and lifnei iver. Come on. To bring the kid there?
Yeah.
If lifnei iver, if it's a sin. If it's not a sin, he's a katan. Right, lifnei iver is a sin.
But it's a bad practice, it's a bad chinuch.
I'm sure good to have parents. You don't want to be margle the kid, right?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe. So the Gemara is like this. Try to bring his right to be pedas. Tashma, yoinik tinek v'hoilik ma'avoyis kocham. A Jewish kid could, if necessary, even breastfeed from a guy. What's a behemah tzmeah? A pig? Camel? Pretty gross to breastfeed from a pig or camel. That's what the kid's doing. V'chayishushin b'yonik sheket z'lechan avelas treifus shkatzer mashin. V'kol yonik man can even from treifus v'afil b'shabbos, even on Shabbos. Why is this? The Gemara's going to say that a kid needs milk. If there's no mother's milk, it's mutter for the kid to have treifa milk. Of a gadol aser, this is only a little infant, a 1-year-old, a few months old. Gadol, the kid's already a toddler. Right, gadol is aser. When it's older than that, it's aser.
Is that because he can have formula and stuff like that?
No, because it's not as dangerous. Okay, okay. You can wait. Because the Gemara says tinik mesukan etzel chalav. A kid is mesukan etzel chalav. So you see, of course, if there's any shaila of health by a little kid, you don't have to stop. The Gemara will go back and forth. Fine, that's not what I have to do. So the Gemara then says, Araya, Tashma, again trying to prove Araya for Rabbi Pedas. Lo ta'achilum, this is a pasuk. You can't. The whole pasuk. Somewhere in this parak in parak 50 Pesukim. So it says Lo Sachilim, you can't feed this trefa worms, bugs, flies, shkatzim, ramashim. So the Gemara says Ki sheketzem, because they're a bottle. Hey Lo Sachilim, so you can't eat it. So why does it say to Lo Tachulim, you can't feed it? Lahazer haGedolim alakhtanim. Perhaps to tell Gedolim on the Ketanim. My love is that the Torah telling us, because many psukim, Lo Sachilim, was it telling? So the Gemara thinks maybe it's telling us that if you see a Jewish kid eating, you should say, don't eat it! That the mitzvah is not to eat it. No, the Gemara then says, no, what's that talking about? Lahazir hagdolim al haktanim, the lo lispulo bayadayim, you can't feed it to the kid. You don't have to stop the kid from eating treifas, but you can't go ahead and feed it to the kid. Okay? So Lachara, what is this Gemara? And the Gemara contains another blot. But the Gemara seems to be, and it comes out like Rabbi Padas over here, right? Katan Sha'ichon Avelis. You can't feed it to the kid. I can't take clam. Actually, I had the shot for the preschool. Woo! I got the shot for the preschool many years. This Liran asked me, was, you know, Baruch Hashem, there are a couple of families that are not from the time for the preschool. It's a good thing. The kids, mom, she's a Machatz family. There's a family who didn't bring, they were just concerned about the kosher of the food. She wanted to know, could the preschool teacher give the kid the food? They open the package for the kid. Right? Could you give the kid if it's mama's treif? I'll get back to that as we see the shulchan aruch in a second. But that's, I'm just talking, yeshiva preschool, the foremost preschool in the Bay Area, where the school only serves all of Israel and pas Israel. They have only from teachers. There's a promotional for it, by the way, right now. Right? Right? And the Baruch Hashem, there's a curative aspect. So, could the teacher give, you know, could Mora so-and-so give little Jewish neshama, little two-year-old kid, treif? Or, you know, at the end it was fine, because I'll tell you, it was no hechsher, it wasn't, it was mama's treif, whatever. But it could have been, it was mama's, you know, the school policy doesn't let you bring treif. But let's say you'd be in a place, could you give it to a kid, two-year-old kid, right? That's clear, sir. To actual serve, no one's saying that. The only question this whole Gemara is, do you have to stop a kid? Right? You bring the kid to the Rosh Hashanah and the kid picks the keys, do you have to stop him? Right? The kid's eating, goes ahead and to the candy store and takes a shtickle of chazer, do you have to stop it? If you feed the kid, it's clear from the Gemara, lo sachilum, you can't do it. So far, so good? Now, Tysus got asked that we saw in Shabbos that it sounded like that a father should not do a kid because of the pasuk. Tosfos here asked that kasha. Give me another shabbos over there. What stick is there? Tosfos asked this from Yevamos, and he says v'nira that in Shabbos it's talking about a katan shehigia lechenach. That kid you have to stop. And Yevamos, it's talking about a kid that's not did not come to chenach. So when it says in Shabbos that katan oichel aveis, you have to mitzuvin lafrisho, that's a kid who came to chinuch. Okay? And when it says in Yevamos that you don't have to do it, that's a kid that did not come to chinuch. Clear? Mm-hmm. So it's talking about two different types of people.
The
We'll see that. We're going to see that age tonight. But we're going to see that in a second. Now, there happens to be a machlekes about little kids and whether you have to stop them from eating treif. Right? If your kid takes treif, are you actually obligated to stop them? Takes of Yeshanim in Yuma, Rabbi Lekotz Rabbi Lezer Mimetz, he says the chinuch is lo shayach to do mitzvahs. There's no chinuch by a little kid to be a frishim esura, right? To stop him from doing esura. There's no chinuch for that. Chinuch is to teach him say a bracha, do this. It's not a frush esura. The Rambam in Hilchos Machlokes Asuros, this is Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Chavches. So he's taught. Of course, Machlokes Asuros is in which book of the Yad Chazaka? Kedusha, holiness, right? As the Rambam says, Avishem Beizin Mitzavan Lahafresh Sasekaten. Even though Beizin don't have to stop a little kid from eating treif, mitzvah al aviv ligorbo. It's a mitzvah for the father to scream at the kid. Treif! Ligorbo is to scream, you know. Treif! You know, what?
Scour.
To scour, to scream, it's a loud admonishment. It's not chastisement, it's a loud admonishment. Ligorbo! La frisha, to stop the kid. Why? Kedei lechanukol b'kedusha. The kid should be used to Kedusha Shneimar. What do you think? You know, the kids like, let's imagine the kids like, I don't know, where, you know, they used to be treif, what were they called? Candy.
Gummies.
What?
Gummy bears.
I'll say gummy bears. The kid likes gummy bears at age 2. He means age 4, he's like gummy bears also. And he likes gummy bears at age 4. You know, age 8, he's used to eating gummy. Forget everything else. So the Rambam says, Kedei lechanukol b'kedusha, Shneimar chanukol nar pidarko. You have to be kissed in mechanic and be darker. Now, we'll see. Api Chasidus, every Jewish kid should not have Egyptian mother's milk and midaber lashchina. Those are acts of piety. We're talking halacha here. If the kid takes the food, you have to stop them. Technically, no. Like Rav Bipadas, you don't have to stop them. All right. If shenat b'ode chinuch, but because of chachanar, you don't want to get a kid adjusted even at age 2, because I want it already. They'll get used to it, right? By the way, this is not a joke. If you give a 2-year-old today an iPhone, they get used to it. Do you think when they age 4 or 5, they're not going to want it? Of course they're going to want it. They're going to be addicted to it already at age 4 or 5. They get used to it already at age 4 or 5. You know, it's shocking. I hear from people, they get, you know, their kids are misbehaving. They give them these drugs. You know, iPhones, tablets. And the kids just sit there all day. Like watching movies on their parents' phones. That's how they raise their kids today, you know. But it gives me peace of mind. Peace of mind. It's different shit, right? Raising kids. You bring kids in the world, and then this is what you do to them. You make their heads into mush. There is a lot, and I mean a lot of Shulchan Aruch on this stuff. Again, I really, there's just so much here, but this is really important things. So I wanted to do at least to get into it. It's all in Hilchos Shabbos. It's mamash all here. It's in all these halachas. The main thing about chinuch is in Hilchos Shabbos.
So could a 2-year-old also put out the fire? Is that it?
What are you jumping? Are you asking Shabbos about? Look, the Mishnah seems to say. The Mishnah seems to say that a kid will always. No kid goes and puts out a fire.
He doesn't put the althas.
Well, why he's doing it for the father? Well, what other kid puts out a fire if not for you?
Maybe doesn't have the das if he's not Ezer Chinuch.
But we said that you can't do it if it's for das. Because the Shri's, your behemah has das? Could your behemah work for you? No. Your kid can't work for you. But let's see right now. This is very important. I mean, you should know this, Simon. Simon Shimem Gimel. It's a good thing you woke up this morning to learn Simon Shimem Gimel. If you don't have one, if you haven't learned this Simon ever, you should learn it. Listen to Rabbi Yosef Karo. I actually taught the 12th grade miracles of Rabbi Yosef Karo today. You can ask him, what year was he born? But I'll give you a brownie if you know where you were born. 1501. Not bad. Not bad. But no. And you should know I know. You should know I know. And what year was like? What year was expulsion? Right. It says 1488. He was four. His family left to Spain when he was four. Right. So the point is he was born in Spain. Now, take a brownie for that quick answer. I can't tell you it's fat frame, but you can take a brownie. So that's on the house. Okay. So Rabbi Yosef Karo. This is what Rabbi Karo says. Katan oichol nevelis. Aim bezem mafri mitzul mafri show. You see a Jewish kid eating treif. Bezem is not mitzul mafri show. No one says that. Aval aviv mitzuva ligarbo mafri show. Right? But a father is mitzuva to scream at him and stop it. Who said that? The Rambam. You saw it. Rambam chalas asuris. In the brackets over here, mi'isr deraisa. From mi'isr deraisa. Okay. To go ahead and feed the kid, you give some kids some clam chowder to open the candy for him in here and give it to him. That lachilu be'adam is also I feel dvar m'shasurim, even things which are surim midrei sofer midrabonon, right? Then the machaber says echen aser. Listen to the language, very important over here. Lahargilo, to get him used to chilul Shabbos umayed. You can't get a kid used to, right? I knew somebody in my neighborhood when he's a little kid. This is one of the old days. Parents would watch TV all day. 2-year-old, 3. I mean, why not? Anyone left the TV on. He's having a chal. Like, what's going to happen? He's going to get used to watching TV on Shabbos. What do you think is going to happen to such a kid? Think he's going to be a holy Jew afterwards? He's going to be watching Star Wars or He-Man, Shabbos morning, as he eats his oatmeal. I can't eat oatmeal, but maybe they make him oatmeal whole too. Who knows what that does this kitchen kid, right? You let him play Nintendo Shabbos morning. Yeah, it's not enough to be, but also Largilo. And again, says the Ramah, Yeshua, the Kol Zeis, calling Taisus, now the Taisus we saw, Taisus. This is only talking about a Katan Shalagila Chinuch. Of Largila Chinuch, you see from Shabbos, Mesechta Shabbos, Sricha Lafriso. You don't tell me if Vamos is once again. We see Shabbos not that way. So Ramah says that you see that Shigila Yesh Amr Delo Shaykh Chinach Lebezin El Abavat. And there are those who say, no. Shigila Chinach is only for the Av. But for Bezin, they're not Machayev to stop him even Shigila Chinach. I'll read the end of the Ramah, which is not nothing to do with this, so you should know this. The Katan Shehikis Aviv Over Sharveyas Biktas, the little kid who hit his father, or did other verses in his katanuso? Technically, anything you do when you're younger, if you don't have to do tshuva for, if you're under 13. It's good to accept upon yourself something for tshuva. You did it before bar anshin. I told you I once had a shayla. Somebody stole like a baseball card before the bar mitzvah. Remember that shayla? Yeah, when we saw Takasa Shavim, but the problem was he stole a baseball card like 20 years earlier or 30 years earlier. The Shavim says value went up tremendously. Great. So the car, it was like a Mickey Mantle, Don Manningly. So I forgot what the car was already. Very expensive car, it was like hundreds of dollars. When he stole it, was like $50. And 25 years later, when he went to do tshuva for. And it's before bar mitzvah. It's like, it's not nishta pasha shayla. But technically, you're not mechuyev, but it's good to do. Again, that's not, we're not doing this tonight. I just mentioned it because it's all the same. Mechaber Ramah. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkan and Beis, so much here. All the Mishnah Berurah is very important. We just wouldn't have the time to see it tonight. But I would recommend, if you do have time, to look on your own at Shimon Gilal Mishnah Berurah. It's very important stuff. Aval Aviv. A basin does not have to stop it, a kid from doing Averis. The Mishnah Berurah says, V'u adin kol shari surim. You go outside on Shabbos day, you see someone's 5 or 6 year old kid, playing with the rocks are muksa. you know, taking sticks are muksah, you know. The kids, you know, obviously if he's messing up the shul, you should stop him and tell the parents, never bring this kid back to the shul again unless he shapes up. You know, in a serious measure, the kid, you know, calling on the neighbor's stuff and nobody knows, you know, you don't have to stop him, you know, right? He's doing lots of, I'm always a shul gadol. He's doing it for a gadol. Tzarech limchos b'yado. You gotta protest, which we'll see certainly soon. If he does it for a gadol, if he does it for his own self, no problem. For a gadol, and we'll see this soon, you gotta stop him. That's in Shilam Adalad, which we'll see shortly. Did I bring this down? Okay. But for a father, you have to stop him right away. Why? Even to go ahead and to educate your children. You can't let your kids do it. Your little kid starts watching television when he's younger. What do you think is going to happen? It's hard for us when he's younger. He's going to start getting used to it. You're not buying for it. The housekeeper's buying it for him and giving it to him. Oh my goodness. If I can tell you the housekeeper's story is what goes on. Give Mexicans in charge of your kids or Europeans. I'm like, crazy. You know, you wouldn't put them in charge of your bank account, but your kids, I can tell you, be the kids' trafe. Take the all kinds of things. Forgetting the other things that come. They're just a video, actually. I just saw someone show this to me. In New York, they have like video cameras in the room, and a Mexican, or some Hispanic, I don't think it could be in America, could be anyone. The kid was crying, the person like taking the kid and shaking the kid. I mean, it was crazy, like shaking the kid, like and and they parents saw from the video, but like crazy, like you know. All right, my next line always is: would you give your diamond ring to the person? Yeah, give your baby. I'm not judging. I'm just telling you, you have to be yesh ladan. These things go on. Keseder. Unless you have a very good system. It's very, you know. So your own children. You're 1 year yankale. You're meishale. You're malki. They're eating treif. You better stop them. The mutalav. And some say even on the mother. Right. And it says from an Isra Deraisa, the Mishnah that says, but even from Isra Derabanan, the only difference is where Basin will scream at the father. If Basin sees the father letting his kids do Isra Deraisa, Basin will scream at him. Basin, if I listen to Rabbanan, they won't necessarily scream at him. But the father himself should stop a kid from doing Isra Derabanan. The father should stop his own kid from seeing if he sees it. This is from Sternbach. He's talking about a father and his son. He says, "V'makat mechal Shabbos." If you see a kat mechal Shabbos, al das aviv, and his father knows about his kid being mechal Shabbos. Emono is bro mechal. He stops it. He quotes Chaim Soloveitchik, Chaim Brisk, "Shekim shav mitzave al shvisus benav." Father is obligated that his son should not be mechal Shabbos. Nech shebeze av kmo shemechal Shabbos. The father's mechal Shabbos. His son's going to be mechal Shabbos like the father's Chaim holds. And he holds, if you let your son do this every time, every week, all the time, you're like a mumer. Pash like a mumer, Chaim Soloveitchik says. You're a mumer l'chal v'Shabbos. Right? And even though it's an Isser Lav and the father, mikomakom l'chal Shabbos, chamor, yoysi mishar azur, you're like an akob. You let your kid go ahead and l'chal v'Shabbos, play Nintendo, turn, do this, and you don't stop him, you're like a mumer. That's what Chaim Soloveitchik says, chafla the fella.
What's a mumer?
Mumer is like an apikaris, that's a nice person. Who's off? How old does this start? Okay, what's the age of the beginning of chinuch? Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah says this is in the middle of Sifkan and Gimel. By the way, in this Mishnah Berurah he says, of course, if your kids speak lashon hara in the house, you have to stop them. On any Isser Mi, he says you have to stop them. You hear your 3-year-old kid, 4-year-old kid, 5-year-old kid, 6-year-old kid, 7-year-old kid. Speaking lashon hara, it means a father to his own child has to stop. has to stop it. Has to stop him. As far as... Right, so he says that is shir chinuch v'mitzis aseh hu b'chol tinuch l'fi charifas v'yidu'aso. It's when they can understand it. Right? When they have the ability, when they have the knowledge to be able to understand what they're doing. The fi charifaso, that's when they actually can understand to do it, right? So once they have come to age of chinuch, even the Beis Din has to stop them, right? Once they get to that age, even Beis Din, and the nafkah is by Beis Din. Once the kid comes to that, even Beis Din has to stop it. And he says, "B'chol darav l'finyanu kugon Shabbos, irchayev lahargilu l'shmol kiddush v'havdala." Once he gets to a certain age, my children, when they turn 7, I wake them up from Abdullah in the summer, 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock, I take them downstairs, I make them hear Abdullah, I put them back to sleep, and they're mechuyav in Abdullah. It's chinuch at that age. Like how my mom can tell me it's late for them, okay? They go to sleep at 8 o'clock. So I pick them up, I take them downstairs, they have to hear Abdullah. It's not a joke. I say, mechuyav in Abdullah, and a kiddush. You make late Shabbos, they don't hear Abdullah. The kiddush, they're mechuyav. At a certain age, they're mechuyav to hear kiddush. What? They're tired? They're tired. Guess what? When you get an older judge, you have a tough day at work sometimes, no? They work you hard. You're probably a little sad tonight, no? Thought you were going to be in the Supreme Court. You didn't get it. Yeah, you're a little depressed. You're tired. You're hoping.
Next administration.
Next, yeah. Yeah, finally, the Social Security judge will be on the Supreme Court. It's been time already, you know? You have a tough day. You give a hard time. A lot of monkey business. You gotta go to sleep early Friday night. Mixed kiddush. What do you think? You're tired though. You can barely keep your eyes open. You gotta go to sleep. Tough day. How have you been sleeping the night before? What do you think? You're up. You had an all nighter. Can you skip kiddush Friday night? Chinuch is chinuch. Once you're in the chinuch, you can't say. You know, bedtime doesn't cut it. You know, it's bedtime. Doesn't watch a mechuyim and chinuch. Bedtime doesn't come. This is not like for right now. I'm just saying the shabbos is saying this. It's just important halachas. Like people tell me they put their kids to sleep at 6 o'clock. About kiddush, about Abdullah, mechuyim. Mamash mechuyim. It's not. There's no heterim over there, by the way. The little kids. Now you could say, can they have Abdullah in the morning? Make Abdullah in the morning if they want to make their own Abdullah. I've done that with my kids. Are sick. I'm not gonna wake them up. They've been sick, so I'll let them sleep. A sick kid, I'm not going to wake the sick kid up. You know? A healthy kid, my kids have all survived. A sick kid, you wake it, let them, can we come down in the morning? They can't eat? You know? But they can make up down in the morning, right? You know?
Do you make it for yourself first? And then make it again for them in the morning?
No, I can't. There's no yotzi motzi. They have to make their own.
Oh.
There's no fire. They just take a couple of grape juice and say Abdullah. They're old enough. They're 7 years old. They're 9 years old. They get it. Trust me, my kid, my five-year-old gets it. You know, when he's five, he got it. You don't need to be eight. You know, it's not. It's chinuch. It's something. Again, he just brings this down. He's bringing this down. The Ramah said though that when they come to a father always stops his kid. And the Mishnah goes to the Kedseder of what is of Havana. Usually it's 6, 7, whatever it's going to be in these type of things. The Ramah then says that a Beis Din, that like Taisa says, has to stop a kid once they're brought the day Agil Chinuch. Only they don't stop a kid who's eating treifas if he's 2 or 3. If they see, it's unbelievable, by the way. Most of us would say, oh, you see a 2 or 3 year old eating treif, you don't have to stop yet, right? So, you have to stop him. It's clear you don't have to stop him. But if he's 6, 7, you got to stop him already. If he's older, you have to stop him. Now.
So the Geira, isn't the Geira is for 2, 3 already?
What?
You're supposed to yell at him when he was 2, 3 already.
A father?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, as we saw the Gemara said that, right? So, Tzrichon Lafresh, Tzvirlo, the Kevin, the Geira, Chinuch. Once a kid comes to Chinuch, Muto al kol adam lahafrishu meisuro kum aviv. Once the kid's eight chinuch, there's a chiyav on the kid. Maybe the chiyav is a chiyav of chinuch. So if I see, you know, Yehuda over here driving, I'm gonna scream at him. If I see Shiran eating pig, I'm gonna scream at him. I see Jonathan kissing a model, I'm gonna scream at him. Even if you're gonna kiss your brother too, I'm gonna scream at you. Yeah, I'm talking to the guy in the movie. It's like kissing him. Okay, we're being taped for posterity, okay? Scream at a person. Yeah, what are you, a Mechalo Shabbos? You're trying for kissing, you know, we can't do any of these things. So, and a Jewish kid, once he's a Chenach, he's scream at him also. No! Shabbos! Yeah, Tleif! Macha Blacha! You can't do He's 9 years old, 10 years old. What is this kid think it is, right? Right? I'm a chayav. If you see a Jewish girl wearing tank top, she's 12, 11 years old. This is a heter for that, right? So he says, it's everyone's obligated to see this Jewish kid to stop them. Now, okay, if the kid's parents are religious, you know, it's like anyone. It's like seeing the guy going down the block to Sinai. You know, you have to know how to do taychacha. But if the kid knows better. It's a from kid. You better tell him. You gotta tell him the facts of life. But the kind of name is for show is Bushalogi Lechinach. Then he quotes the Chai Adam. Says Shadai to Lein Yisra Deiraisa. You have to be machmir like this day. Therefore, if a guy wants to give a Jewish kid an Yisra Deiraisa, everyone has to stop him. But if the davar she isid rabbanon, it's only on the father. That's how the Chai Adam comes out. Okay, it's actually based on Rajbo. It's nothing right now. So, just, so far so good.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So we're all obligated. You see any Jewish kid who's doing isid deraisa, you're obligated to stop the kid if they're the chinuch. A father is always going to be obligated to stop his kid. Right. From an isid deraisa. And some say, even from a Dirabanan, and most say even from a Dirabanan as well, but it's just the basis, not Mechoyev to stop. Fine.
Father and the mother, right?
Huh?
Father and the same din for mother.
Father and this, and most say the same, many say the same din for mother. But today, there's a big shaila of why women are have the chiyav. Some say it's because inherently they're around the kid, they're going to go ahead and they're going to mechanach the kid, they're in the house, they'll stop the kid. You know, here's the reality. Fathers, the reality is mothers raise the kid. The mothers are the base. You see, most kids, you know, you heard Gershon Ron Thursday, Sunday night, you know, crediting his wife. At the end of the day, the mother's in the house with the kid, so she'll stop it. The point is, the father has to be told, you better make sure your son's doing this. You know, if he's eating trefa fish, if he's eating pig, if he's, playing Nintendo, you better stop him. Because you're at work, you're going out making a living, you're not in the house, you know. You need a chiv to make sure the father does it. The mother's there. It's like, you know. But yeah, any kind of the mother, according to those stuff. Now, I wanted to go back to Shin Lama Dal.
Grandfather?
What?
Grandfather?
What do you mean grandfather?
What application?
What's that? Is that same as grandfather?
Like father?
Or not. But he has more vested in the interest of Chalach and Nara Pidarko, so you can say there's more of an Indian that he'd have to do it. Right? There's more of an Indian. But it's not Mechuyev and Chinuch. It's not his kid. Right? He's Mechanach his son. That's Mechanach his son.
That Chinuch can stop him. He's going to go all the way till the 20s.
He'll
go all the way till the ends of the kids and
20s. So the Gemara says at a certain age that the kid, you can't Mechanach your kids anymore. You know? Go tell a 28-year-old kid, you know, keep kosher, keep Shabbos. I'm not listening to any band.
I thought you had the
chiyuv
for Chinuch until
they
were like 23 or something, no?
Yeah, you can hit him this, but today I'm saying, the Gemara has a machlokes in Kedushin, to what age, right. You know, what it is. There's two opinions over there. But whatever, it's a different Chinuch. That's why you say when the kid turns 13, even Baruch Shepatrani. So it's a little bit of a different reality to it. But yeah, of course, if you can stop your kid, you're always obligated to stop your kid. The question will be, at what point will they listen to you? And today in America, you know, once unknown, you're very limited on what you can do with them. Shin Lamed Daled, though, gets back to what we need to do. Shin Lamed Daled Chafei that we saw that was quoted by the Mishnah Berurah. Shin Lamed Daled says like this. That was a general halacha of Chinuch, talking about Isurim. And we just said that the Ramad there said, any kid, right, I was quoting the Ramad again over there, the Machaber there said, just to go back. Right, you talk about the Mafresh Mesura. You can't feed the kid treif, and you can't be margul a Jewish kid to Mechal Shabbos. Right? The Mishnah Berurah says, Kagoyin, Shiyomelo, to tell the kid, right? Bring me a key. Even a karmless, you're not going to tell the kid. Right? You can't, because even shvus, you can't tell the kid flat out. So when you look at Shin Lama Dal and Chafei, in a Yehudi is the Mishnah. In a Yehudi Shabbat Chabos, if a guy comes to extinguish a fire, ain't tzarech limchos biyado. You don't have to say, screaming him not to do this. Aval katan Shabbat Chabos, tzarech limchos biyado. You gotta stop him. Says the Mishnah Berura. Aval katan Shabbat Chabos, afilu katan shlo agi lechinach. Even a katan shlo agi lechinach. Tzarech limchos. Why? Why do you have to stop a kid who's doing it? The katan ainlo shuko hadas lasos adait nafshei. Why is the kid coming to extinguish the fire? He's doing it for his father. It's not. He has no interest in extinguishing. It's clear that he's doing it for the father. For oisod das aviv, when he's doing it for his father, the iser zeh is also the mitzvah al shisoso. You're obligated that you're obligated in shisoso, right? Now, here the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkan Gimel, if the kid has no das at all, right? He said if a kid is tinuk she'ain't ubar is a ain't a bar havana klal, right? A 1 year old has no das, right? If the one is a little fire, 1 year old is playing and extinguishes it. So obviously, he said if their fathers have to stop him, right? From the Michal Shabbos. Came the Shemino Klal Heima Shimon Mafrisho. Now the chance of a little kid extinguishing that are playing with that, but it means like this: even if a kid, if a 1 year old's playing with a muksa toy, you don't have to stop it. There's no das at all, right? You know, when he says that, when that age is, there's no das at all. When he gets older, and so he's doing something, you have to stop the kid. Okay. Also on this topic, I'm gonna swing back in a second. I'm just trying to show you this, like, there's so much stuff here. It's crazy.
Does a little kid have to wear yarmulke and shul?
The minig is 3. Minig klal is 3.
I don't know how old the kid is, but I see him a little bit older.
Older than 3?
I don't know how old he is.
Ah. It's proper to wear if you're 3. It's a minig.
Start carving kids.
Says the Rama, this is in Hilchos Erevin, Shin Samach Beis, so Hilchos Ochos Shabbat to Erevin. If Shachach Davar Echab Rosh HaSarabim, you forgot something in Rosh HaSarabim. Which is that case? Case of Omas, Rabbi Yitzhak Barbisna. Yosur Adif Lahoylech Sham Tinokus, it's better to get a kid than to Shavu Adar below Mechitzim, Lassus Mechitzim Shal Bani Adam. One option is to make a Mechitzim Bani Adam, have lots of people standing there. And make an artificial human wall, right, to get it. Because it's better to take a kid. L'hoylik sham tinakas. This is very careful how Mishnah Berurah says this now. V'hu she'ena tinak yodea she'chev et zesh'av. So the kid cannot know that it's his father's keys. Okay? Now, no one could tell the kid to do it, as we just saw. But here, the kid's going to go ahead and do it, thinking it's his father's keys. But he can't know that it's his father's keys, right? And they go, oh, look, I found keys. And he's all excited to find it. Well, nas atzmu miskaven bava oso. And he's really excited. Shavar, she found something. Keys, look what I found. Look what I found. Right? You know, when I lose my keys, that's when I usually have one kid, and one of my kids are really good at finding it. Adina. So you gotta find my keys. And if I say in a nas, I have to lose, find my keys, all my kids will look for it. While they're, because I'll give them a candy. They'll make me happy. I'll give them a shoulder ride, you know. Yeah, get their good stuff. Shoulder rides. Can you compete with a father giving a shoulder ride to a kid? I'll go look. They're all doing it for me. So that, I can't. I look at my kid. So you bring the keys, go out there. They have to know that doing them. You know, if he knows these are his father's keys, he wants to make his father happy. And then, not only can the kid not, could the father not have the kid do it, everybody has to stop the kid from doing it. You know why? Because the father being over in Israel at that point. It's Shvisas Behemas, Shvisas Katan, Benov, Tzbito. The father's over. If the kid's doing a malacha for the father's over there. So everyone has to stop this kid from doing that. Is that clear? Call them on the tissue. So the kol shekhen shalo yechenu shama. So they can't bring the kid there to bring it. For then, in machavitz who shall adam acher. The tinek yodov v'makiro, he wants to bring it to it. You can't, if he knows that, you can't ask him to do it, because if you bring there to in that sense. V'choza b'achem, aval aviv, the Mishnah then says, but a father's mitzuvo, l'chanecho l'gvor l'afrish k'shir machal Shabbos, even for even the kid does his own benefit. Even the kid's playing it with a Shabbos game, an electric game, a father has to stop the kid. A little kid has to stop the little kid from doing it. Right? Kids turn on the television, the father has to stop the kid, unless he's aim bar of on a call. If my, Shalanzo is two, he gets everything at this point. But Aaron, when he's 9 months old, if he's playing with a music toy, I don't have to stop it. He's no das. Shalanzo is two. I'm telling you, by at this age, he gets it. He's 2 years old. He pushes, gets it. Now he's not mechuyav in chinuch, but he gets shot. I mean, the siblings are not giving Shabbos. You know, he gets it. He can't turn on light. I mean, he gets it. He's a 2 year old. Okay, he's not. You know, he's fine. He's no rocket scientist. You know. He gets it, you know, but a one-year-old would not get it, b'chol, right? Father's mechuyav lechanecho ligor bo lefrish shemachal Shabbos. I feel that's awesome. The kids are playing a game. I feel beisur devei sofrim, even if devei sofrim. The kosher can shalei achenu shama kedishavena. Certainly, you can't bring him there, even if it's achenu shalos. So the father for sure can't do it. This kid in the middle of the street, right? You gotta get a kid's father. So it's clear, by the way, the case of Rabbi Pardas, the father's not around. Right? The father can't be bringing the kid there. He can't see his kid carrying. Father can't see his kid carrying the keys in the street. He's Machav. Right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The father doesn't want a kid to carry the keys in the street. So it's a deraisa. Right? Right? Is that clear, by the way?
Yeah.
Father's not around, then the kid still does it for the father. Kids do things for the parents. You know, the motivation is because they want to tell the parent they did it. You don't think that even then, if the father's not there, that the kid is still doing it, this does something.
If a kid's doing it,
my kid always a kid.
No. If a kid finds something, no. You put him in a room and he turns out like does this for no. The father's not there. Right? So far, what are you going to pass in so far? We get next, the next, there's a couple more sources. Could I, if it's dark in my house, can I have my kid turn the light for me?
No.
Absolutely not. In fact, not only can I turn the light, if I see my kid, I got to stop him for anybody. I'm not my kid turn the light for anybody. My kid? I'm there. There's no chilek between Shabbos and Treifus. Hello? You can't feed your kid Treifus. The basin has nothing. This is half of a fella, by the way. If I see Shiran's, I see Yankel's little kid eating pig, I'm not mechuyav to stop him. No, I'm allowed to stop him. If I think the father would be upset, I will stop him. You know?
If you see your kids playing with books, I'm not recording.
No, absolutely not. But if I'm there, I gotta stop them. Now, if they're chinuch, say the age of chinuch, then you do. If it's deraisa, mechuyav. If it's derabanan, you could weigh it out. But serious stuff. It's not a joke. There's no heter ever. At this point, I'm just for a father to watch his kid be mechalal Shabbos, just like you don't watch your kid eat treif. I have seen this in my youth, and I didn't know better at the time. I saw people do it, and I go into my parents' to other people's houses. They take their kids and they mecha. It's hot, Shmuley, air conditioned. like looking back, like these people are, you know, if they do it consistently, I'm chayim for salvation. Because they're a mamash a mumer. I'm not saying they're mumer, but it's, where in the world does that come from? You know where it comes from? Ignorance. You know, in halacha, you make terrible mistakes. A father to watch his kid eat treif, to watch the mechal Shabbos.
That's under Gil of Chinuch also, even if they're...
Father!
Even if they're 1 year old.
We learned a one-year-old, if he doesn't his own, has no Havana Klal.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, under the age of Chinuch.
Yeah, like, if no Havana Klal. The last Mishnah for that is, you have to stop him. Kevin Shemaven Klal. Ha'in Yamash Shemaren Mafrisho. right? You don't have to stop him at all. That's why, by the way, right, listen, he says this, but like, right? Baby Cohen, baby Shlomo Cohen's born in a hospital, there's dead Jews there, you know, like, you have to pull him out at such a young age. Right?
If a kid turns the light on, you're allowed to benefit from?
Well, I'm going to do that last, in a second. I want to get to that, actually. But we just, this is very important. But everyone says, Mechaber said, so the father has to stop a kid always. The Mechaber said, could you give a kid, does anyone say, you don't have to stop a kid. Could I give a kid clam chowder and put it in his mouth?
No.
No. Right? No. So the chilo b'adayim osir, right? That's what the Gemara said in Yevamos. So on that, l'chol adam, anyone can't feed a Jewish kid treif, right? If you're a Yeshiva preschool, you're a mora, and the kid comes to you with a treif yogurt or treif cheese, you can't give the kid a treif cheese. Chas v'shalom. It happened to be this product I had, you know, like it was not treif. So it was not necessarily the rice. You know, it just didn't have the texture, whatever. L'chol adam, feel a tinnik ino bar v'ana klal. Even a kid has no havana klal. To you going it, you know, a father doesn't stop a kid who's doing it. But for anybody, once a kid, to feed it to you to cause the iser biadayim, the ofil minichsi b'shratzev it's a losh lo soichlum ukra yisirahu the kilu chadat the reitz lomer lo saachilum lektanim v'chem b'dan. It says it's also the sasso the gemara yivamos. You don't have time to do this. You can't give katanim dam. From these things, you learn the kol atzar kula, the kol iser torah asalachilim. All the tzav also shavur. Like an asalitan latinak davar meichel shal iser. To the schoikbo, you can't give a muksa. You can't give the kid muksa. You can't put the kid next to light and say turn on the light. You can never do that. Right, that's a kilo you machilo biadayim. You cannot point to the kid, turn on the light. Not your kid, not anyone's kid. You cannot take pig and put it into the kid's mouth. You cannot say, you know, you cannot give your kid your iPhone and show him movie. That's a different story, right? You know, you can't say serve a kid treifus, right? You can't tell a kid machal Shabbos. Right? You can't purposely let them do it. What was the case of Rabbi Padas? They went to the street, they did it themselves. You don't have to stop. Once they're doing it, you can create the situation where they do it, right? You can't let them do it. Is that a raise?
A question.
Good.
So just when you said this kid under one who has no das, who's playing, who's Machal Shabbos by playing with the some electrical
right.
thing, if you see your kid under one who has no das eating treif,
technically you have to stop him.
You would not have to stop him for that either.
Yeah, I would recommend that, but we're talking about chiyuvim? No.
Because there's the same.
There's no chiyuv, right? Now, there's a nyanim there. There's a nyanim of kedusha, of putting things by food, because you see even... Actually, and one of the sources from here that being nursed by a guy, the Gemara once had a whole discussion about it. But that's a separate thing. Which you know, nurse from a guy the Gemara has a havim in it because it's only because the kid's endangered by not having milk, right? And again, remember they didn't have refrigeration. It was a much different world in those days than today. You know, a kid and a baby. Babies are very particular what they eat, right? There's very few things they can eat. A 3-month-old baby. They have a big, lots of options, only milk. And if they don't have milk, what are you going to do, right? Right? So you need milk for these kids. And then they didn't have formula in those days. And they didn't have, you know, anything else like that. I mean, you had milk or died for your little kid. That was your option. It's a 3-month-old baby. And they don't drink orange juice. Can you give a baby orange juice? Not going to work, right? Apple juice?
How young?
3 months.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so you have any milk. So I wouldn't let my kid eat today. If I would let, you know, I think I'd hope anyone would let their kid. But technically, you know, if they take it, you have to stop them. You can't give it to them. So it's highly unlikely that it would ever happen. How in the world they get into your house unless you have a housekeeper who gave it to them, you know, or something like that.
But if it's the situation is similar, if you're creating the situation, right, but you're not, you know, feeding them. If they're very young age, that seems it's okay. But if it was adult, right, that would be lifnei iver. If you're creating the situation, like
absolutely, it's lifnei iver. But here, there's no lifnei iver because they have no mitzvah. The mitzvah is even that you can, for father is one mitzvah, and for everyone else, it's right. We're not under the age of chinuch over here.
Yeah.
No mitzvah. Mm-hmm. Right, under the age of chinuch. No one's taking a 7-year-old kid and saying lights, shmuel air condition. We're not talking a 2-year-old. Right, it's no mitzvah chinuch yet.
So if there is no.
But yeah, your father, even for any discussion, this is very important. A father can never do this. If you can never ever ask him to do it, so far, which is really exciting as we've seen so far. Father can never do it. You can't be around. You can't ever point to it. You can't ever ask him to do it. You have to create a situation where he does it himself. Is that clear? So from what we learned?
Can your older kids tell the little kids to do it? A 7-year-old tell the 2-year-old.
Technically, if the father's not there.
No, is there an Indian for electricity as well? Let's say you see play with a toy that makes noise in Shabbos. It's under 1 or 1 year old. There's no dust, no nothing. Is there an Indian like the food to stop him, or there is not even an Indian to stop him?
No, there's no Indian because that there's no mice. There's no mice there. I wouldn't let it because it bothered me on Shabbos. I don't like having noises play in my house on Shabbos. The Chazanish says that seeing Chilul Shabbos, even from non-Jews, affects your Shmir Shabbos. It's Pashat that way. If you ever go to, like, Meir Sharm or Har Nof on Shabbos, you know, or Gula,
you feel Shabbos.
Yeah. I'm not joking, by the way. When I was in there, I didn't see Chilul Shabbos. A different feeling. I'm not, Mechoyev, these are Inyanim, right? But it affects your Shabbos when you see Chilul Shabbos. Certainly in my own house, I don't even hear Lukukaracha. These music is so annoying, too. And these, I don't know, they pick the most annoying songs for these kids' toys, you know. I can jump off a roof from that on Shabbos, you know. Like, why would I want to, you know?
So one last question. If the kid, again, it's not...
Is this where we learned to work?
Exactly. It's about... He's playing with the light switch, on, off. And he's 1 year old. Can he, if the light is off, can you wait for him to turn it back on and then take it out?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
As long as he's 1 year old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Oh, okay. So Andy just asked, I wasn't clear.
What?
If the room is dark, he turns it on.
He's no das.
But for you to get benefit from it.
So we'll get that in 1 second. Actually, you know what? I'll do that first and I'll swing back.
Once the kid knows, like, let's say it's keys outside, once the kid knows that these are his father's keys, is it over? Meaning, can you just wait an hour and then send him out without knowledge?
No, because he'll do it for the father. That's the stomach of the father.
Okay, so we know that no matter...
Yeah, once he knows the father's keys, it's not going to work. Okay. So you get a different kid. Anyways, the father can't bring his own kid there anyways. So there's a bear loch in Shin Chaf Hei, quotes the Mugan of Roma, some Agam Ram Shemeshik, that... that if you get a chayr shot of a katan, and they do it for a Yisrael, it's aser. If they do it specifically for Yisrael, it's a kid who's the age of chinuch. It's aser for the Yisrael the whole Shabbos and until Moshe Kadesh Yasa. So a kid does it for you, it's aser like a guy. It's Kadesh Yasa.
What?
What
happens to me with Yisrael?
If he does it for you. If he does it for you,
he just does it. The question is whether you get benefits.
So if he does it without knowing it's for you, then it's okay. If a guy,
but we said the guy turning on light.
If he does it for you, it's a problem. If you're a janitor and they turn on a light, let's go back to.
I thought we said that.
Stop. Shh. Let's go back to Joey. Joey comes into this room. He's looking for something. He turns on a light. I can say, don't turn it off. What's the problem? So if he does it for me.
I thought we said it was completely dark in here. And you couldn't read beforehand, and he couldn't turn around. I thought we said if it was completely dark in here.
If he did it for to look for something, and for himself, I can say don't turn it off. Mm-hmm. Right, that's for sure. We learned that a few weeks ago.
Just like in the hotel, they make coffee for themselves.
You brought a right case.
What?
I thought you brought a particular example where you were saying that unless you could, if you couldn't read at all, if you did a little bit, the guy could come in and you.
That's if he does it for you. If he does it for you, if he does it for himself, you can say, and he's going to turn it off, say, don't turn it off. He did it for himself. That's fine. Quite fine. If he does it for you at any level, you can't benefit from it. If he does it for you, you can't benefit. If he does it for himself, right? And then there's a case we learned a few weeks ago, if it's a majority guy, a majority Jews, how do you figure out who's for the benefit for or not? So technically, If a katan does it for you, it's a problem. If he does it not for you, right? So you can't ask it. That's what we saw in Shin Lamed Daled. You're not allowed to ask a katan to do it, right? And if you do it, it's a problem. That's what we saw in Shin Lamed Daled. Actually, one second, I saw. Okay, important. Shulchan Aruch Rav. The Graz says this is main sefer. The Graz. Shulchan Aruch Zalman Meliadi. Yeah, Graz. This is what it says, right? Kol davar shemishum chinuch mitzvah mutar l'sapos idar kol lach pesach. Actually, too much. He says, "Asur l'tinuch." You can't give anything isur to a tinuch. This says, "Asur l'tinuch chagav chai tame." Can't give a kid a grasshopper, a live grasshopper, right? Litzach bo to play with. Shem yamos, the kid it may die. V'yochelano. Well, eat the grasshopper. Nimsa, machil isu miyadayim. Because there's a good possibility what happens if a kid plays the grasshopper. Very often he kills it. Go eat it. Kevin shunasim lo isu. Because she can davar asur roi lachilo. Kach, if you give him something ready-made asur, it's forbidden. If you davar she'en bo isu el b'shum da'at ha'shach, so asur li'tin lo. Because you'll be concerned he'll eat it. But he says, if something which is not roi lachilo, you can give the kid to play it. Fine. Then he says, "This is all only things which the kid can eat." Then he says, "Aval mutar l'itin l'tinuk b'shabbos chafatzim, shiyachol lasus behem malacha la'atzmo, v'afilu im yodea shiyase behem kugon l'itin l'tinuk ugo shiksoy malav oisus." He holds you can't eat cookies which have letters on it. That's not what we hold. Av al pishotin yachana vali kim she. Miskavnu lahanas atzmo and tzarich lafrisho. K'mosh nispar l'mal rak shlo yitin l'galo to pay. You can't, right? So he's going to end up doing it, right, on his own.
Oh, because you're not actually doing it.
Right. You put him into a room. He's going to eat this cookie that has letters on it, right? That's going to be, okay. So he said, so the bottom line is, this is important, is when can you not give the kid something that's a possibility? When it's iser, when it's food. But by Shabbos, when there's a possibility he'll come to do it, as long as you don't give it to him in his own hands, or you don't tell him to do it, you're allowed to create the situation, kind of like, right, for it. Right? It's not for... if you put him in a situation where he may do it, right, that's going to be the case. So the Sefer Shabbos Shabbat, I had it on my computer today. So he brings down, so you can give a kid is Eino Bar Havana, someone like a kid is not a Bar Havana, something on Shabbos where he's going to end up doing it, right? That you can give it to him. It's Eino Bar Havana, right? That's what he's talking about. What it means, a one-year-old, you give the kid the one-year-old toy, very possibly he's going to go ahead and play with the toy. So in a bar of honor, it's okay. You can't give him food, but he's going to eat it if you're the father. Mm-hmm. But in a bar of honor, you can give the kid thing, because he's doing it for Hanas Atzel. There's no father involved, but if he's for a bar of honor, so even the Baal Tanya would go ahead and do it. Now, if you take, therefore, a one-year-old, if you take your own, you take a one-year-old, you put him near the lights, and you walk out of the room, he turns it on, you're fine, right? Because you're not, he's an Eino Bar Havana Klal. You can't put his hand there, your own kid, right? This is your own one-year-old. So if he's an Eino Bar Havana Klal, so according to Shulchan Aruch Rav, right, if it's as long as for Hanas Atzmo, why is that one-year-old playing with the lights? For himself.
Yeah.
So if he's two or three, it doesn't work, by the way. I'm telling my kids Shalom Azaz too, is he knows he's doing it, if you tell him to do it, it doesn't work. But even a father, if the kid's one, right? You see in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, he's an Amor Havar, is a Havar Klal. In that case, it will work. Is that clear?
You could just put him near the light if he turns it on.
Yeah, because he's no Havar Klal. Right. It's not like Trefus. By Trefus, you know, which Rav says you can't come to eat, because there's a good chance he'll come to eat it. But by Shabbos, it doesn't apply to even a gadol, or certainly maybe the chinuch. I mean, gadol means 3-year-old or 4-year-old. So the chinuch, but for a 1-year-old, it works. So let's go back now. Could you have a, how would you get it if you wanted a light on or air conditioning on? See, the deer should bring like this. Velomer lekatan, lomer lekatan. You forgot to turn off the light in the fridge, so you can't open the fridge, right? You're going to tell the kid, go get yourself a yogurt. So the kid's opening the door to get his for his own hana, right? So he the Shlomo Zalman and Aaron Nixon Karelitz. It say, as long as the kid doesn't know the light's going to go on, you don't have to tell that you knew the light was on there. You can do that.
I thought that even if it wasn't, anyone who didn't know the light was on, they couldn't open it. It's not a problem.
You're going to be lifting it for an adult?
No, I thought if you didn't tell them. I thought there was a...
No, you can't tell someone to do...
You didn't tell them. They did it themselves. They weren't aware that the light wasn't on.
That's misasik. But you can't tell them to open the fridge, you know, the light's on. Right. You know, here by the kid, you know, because as long as they don't know that you know, you know, that you can, so they actually can do that. But more to ourselves, so there's a book, Children in Halacha. My wife has given this to many a family. So he actually has a nice summary of what I just said. I'll read what he said. A little child that is forbidden to instruct or cause a child to violate a prohibition, even if the child is below chinuch age, right? Okay, instruct to feed him treif, to put his hand next to the light, to tell a kid to do any avera is always forbidden. That's lo sachilum. You can't do that, right? You can't. Right, the Shabura, we saw it, right? Three psukim, three drashas. You cannot ever tell a Jewish kid to do an iser, or you can't put the food in their mouth. You can never do anything like that. For example, when I might tell a very young child to turn on the light, even if it's for the child's own benefit, Shmuel will turn on the light. If it's, right? It is likewise forbidden to place a child's hand on the switch if one is certain the child will turn it on. However, as noted above, it's permitted to place a child a forbidden item in front of a child, even though the child a kid under the age of chinuch, a little kid, make use of the item in a forbidden manner. Accordingly, it's permitted to place a child of less than the chinuch age in front of a light switch, so the child may turn the light on or off. Now, this is not your own child, it's someone else's child. Likewise, even if it's not certain the child will turn the switch, one may even place the child's hand on it. Right? If it's not sure, if you put your 1-year-old's hand there, is it for sure your 1-year-old going to turn it off? Not at all. Let me tell you about 1-year-olds. There's no guarantees what's going to do it, ever. So you can't force his hand there, you know, but you can put his hand there. Another application is children who have not reached chinuch age are permitted to play toys with muksa items. One may neither instruct the child to play with the muksa item nor cause the child to do so by placing the child's hand on the item. One is permitted to put a child down in front of a muksa item, even though the child will play with it.
Your own child?
So, he's coming with cool on that. He's coming into only deraisa on that. So, it's not so positive, but he's coming that way, which is fine. Some posts can rule that one is permitted to instruct a child who is not, this is the Chai Adam, the Chai Adam says this, a child who has not reached chinuch age to violate a rabbinic prohibition if it is to the child's benefit. Now, I would not say this unless it's only really, one may allow these are cases of great necessity, right? Of great necessity. I mean, it's really, so what would that case be? For example, turning on a light. So it has to be a case who's not a chinuch age, a 3-year-old or a 4-year-old. So turning on a light is a biblical prohibition. That's when it's forbidden to tell a young child to turn on a light. Even the child himself will benefit from it. However, turning a light off is only rabbinic. Kiboy, right? In that case. So in a case of great need...
Why is it?
Well, it's not...
I thought kiboy was
a the Arlek too. No.
I see.
It's in that kind of case. He then talks about that by your own child, these things are usher anyways because of the other reasons. So these are other children. So if you're babysitting and the light's on in the room and the kid's 3 years old, right? According to, if the kid won't sleep, you have no options, you have what to rely on. So back to our case over here. Let's go play skim. What do you do if your air condition is off and it's 100 degrees on a sunny day and you're sweltering and you have no gayim, you're living in Lakewood?
Get someone else's kid below the
age of chanuch. Get someone else's kid, age of chanuch, and what?
Put his hand
there. And, don't point.
So the best kid is a 1 year old.
Yeah,
that's your best option. Because there's no, right? The best kid is 1 year old. Because you can never tell the kid to do it. The kid can't realize he's doing it for you. I don't know about you, but most of your 4 year kids don't play with air conditions. Have you met such kids? You know? I would even say with lights. Have you met 3 or 4 year old kids play with lights? So in most of those cases, it's really a tice to bring the kid to the air conditioner or the lights or things like that, because they're gonna be doing it for you, right? And so if you're a parent, for sure you can't do it. So the best case scenario is you take a 1 year old, even your own perhaps, a rabbinic, you can ask another kid to do it for his benefit. You don't want the light off of him. You want the kid to go to sleep. So you can tell the 3-year-old kid, close the light. But that's, again, only a great necessity. It's a minority opinion. Right? It's a minority opinion. But in the best case, if the kid has no havana klal, he does it for das atzmo, the Mishnah Berurah said, even a father, that's not shvisa at that point. There's no baseball havana klal. So if you have a 1-year-old, they play the light. You don't even know who you are at some level. They don't know what Shabbos is. They do it for their own sake. You put it in the air conditioner, they push the button. But you can't tell the kid to do it. They have to do it themselves. Is that clear? So the Gedarim clear by something we learned?
Can you just hold it?
So most times you have a 3 or 4 year old kid. 3 or 4 year old kid. What?
It's not just...
Well, you can put his hand... If it's not for sure, they can put the kid's hand next to it.
Turn it on or off, that's what it is. There's an on-off switch.
Yeah, or today it's, you know, it's easier, but if it's like something complicated, you're going to be stuck.
Yeah, I know.
Most times, kids are involved, it's wrong. Okay, just, that's the bottom line.
Right.
Certainly, your own children, it's very wrong. A father's mechuyev, lahafresh his child from Isuro, in general, and on Shabbos, there's an extra thing of shvisa, right? So if parents should not be taking their own child. Unless they're a 1 year old, there's no havana whatsoever, they have no das at all, they're doing it for the father, and then there's no problem of shvisa, because there's no das for the father at all, and there's no chinuch really at that age, either, right? So no matter, there's not many margol to get to anything. Kid has no, kid will have no connection to that deed, right? And he's doing it for his own benefit, right? He still can't force the kid to do it, but he does it for his own benefit, for his own fun. It's like a muxa toy. It's not, you know, you don't have to stop him from it as a 1 year old. But what you can never do is take your older kid and another kid who's age 3, would have to be in a situation where they doesn't realize they're doing it for you. Like finding the keys in the street. Right? So what do you do? Now if it's a dark room, you have a 3-year-old kid or a 4-year-old kid who knows how to turn a light, you can say, I have a gift for you in that room. I have a toy for you.
Yeah,
I'll call, turn it on. And you can say, don't turn it off! But he's not doing it for you. He did it for himself. That's if it's not your kid. That's if it's different kid. And then you're, and now it's not your kid, you can't be there. The father can't be there. Is that clear?
And when he turns instead of turning the light on, he opens the fridge for this young kid who's not yours.
Right.
You say, I'm thirsty. Oh, there's a cold drink in the refrigerator.
Right.
Okay. Can you go in and take one for yourself?
Right. So exactly.
But then you have to also trick him to close the door.
Well, it depends. You can leave it open. No, they leave it open. They leave it open. They put something there, the stopgap, whatever it is. Whatever the case would be. But the point is, this halacha, like all halachas, you need to know what you're talking about. Right? And most of the times, people really mess up. If it's their own children, or they're telling the kids what to do. What I've seen in my youth, I haven't seen it recently, is people pointing to kids, telling the kids all kinds of stuff. All are not. So it starts from Rabbi Pedas. The Gemara Bar Rabbi Padas is they're walking, they forgot the keys in the public domain. And you get the kids to do it, not with the father, not with anything else, right? Now, and of course, the Gemara will come out that we're not obligated to stop other kids, but our own kids, or to tell them to do it, that we can't do. Okay, hold on.